Reformed Church.
Thank you, God, for taking the suffering, Lord. That was a result of sin, Lord. Thank you for taking that upon yourself in your own body, Lord, so that we don't have to suffer, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. You already bore our suffering, Lord. You already bore it for us. Thank you, Jesus, so that we don't have to suffer, Lord. Thank you, God. We don't need to repeat what you've already done for us, Lord. There's no need. Thank you, Jesus. We believe your word. We believe, Lord, in the finished work of Jesus. We believe in all that you've accomplished, Lord, in your body on the tree for us, that by your stripes we were already healed. Thank you, Jesus. We don't need to suffer anymore. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the stripes that you bore for us, Lord, so that we can be whole, so that we can be healed. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you so much, Jesus, that you put an end to suffering for us, Lord. Thank you, God. We don't need to suffer anymore because you've already taken care of it. Thank you so much, Jesus. Thank you, God. You loved us so much. You loved us so much, Lord, that you were willing to put yourself through that, Lord, for us so that we don't have to, Lord, suffer any consequence of sin, Lord. We've already been redeemed. We've already been purchased by you, Lord. You've already suffered on our behalf, Lord, so that we don't have to suffer anymore. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you so much for what you've already done. Lord, and we just believe what you have said. We believe what you've done, Lord. We take that personally, Lord, your suffering on the cross for us. Thank you, God. We see our suffering, Lord, in the body of Jesus, taken care of by you so that we don't have to experience it in our life. Thank you, Jesus. We have been redeemed, Lord. We have been purchased by you, Lord. We are not a part of the things in this world anymore and don't have to suffer, Lord, the consequences of the things that go on in this world because you have suffered for us and you have made us yours, Lord. And you have redeemed us, Lord, out of this world, Lord, and made us a part of your kingdom, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for doing, Lord, that for us. Voluntarily, Lord, you suffered, Lord. The way no man has ever suffered before, Lord, you have suffered. And I thank you, Jesus, that we just have life to receive. That's all that is left for us, just your life, Lord. Everything that you've provided for us, Lord, is that's all that's left for us now. And we receive that life, Lord, into our mortal bodies, Lord, even now. We receive that life, Lord, because, Lord, suffering, there's been enough suffering, Lord. There's been enough suffering, Lord, over 2,000 years ago, Lord. Thank you, God, that suffering is not ours, Lord. And we receive your life that you've put on the inside of us. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the life that you've given, Lord, that we have been qualified to receive. Qualified to receive because of what you've done. Thank you so much, Jesus. Thank you, God. We are so loved. We have been so loved by you, Lord. We have been so loved, Lord. Not just in word, Lord, but in deed and what you've done and what you've given. Lord, and we just receive all the benefits of that love. We receive all of the benefits of that love that's already inside of us, Lord. We receive that into our hearts, Lord. We receive that into our bodies. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you so much, Jesus. We've been so loved, Lord, and we just appreciate what you've done. Thank you, God. We just keep our minds stayed on you, Lord, and our hearts are kept in perfect peace, Lord, regardless of the things going on around us. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you so much, God. There's been enough suffering already. Thank you, Jesus. There's been enough suffering already, Lord. Thank you for taking that from us. Thank you, Lord. You've already taken it, Lord. Thank you, God. Life and immortality, Lord, is all that is left for us. Thank you, Jesus. Life and immortality, Lord, you came to bring to light through the gospel. Thank you, Jesus. The gospel that we are learning, the gospel that you are teaching our hearts, Lord, about. Lord, those are the things that we accept. Those are the things that we receive, Lord. Not the suffering, Lord, that you've already taken from us. Thank you, God. Those things are not ours. Those things are not a part of us, Lord. Those things are not of your kingdom. Those things are things, Lord, that you've already taken from us. Thank you, Jesus. We just receive your life, Lord, into our bodies. Thank you, God. The life that is already here on the inside of us. Thank you, Lord, for that.
We hope you enjoyed this message from Reformed Church. If you have, please share this with someone else and help us get this uncommon truth out to the world. If you'd like to support this good news, you can do so at reformchurch.com/give. Also on our website, you can take advantage of our free messages, articles, and even full discipleship courses. Start reforming your mind now at reformchurch.com.